I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cyclone Isla displaced millions of people in India and Bangladesh. The storm pounded the Bay of Bengal earlier this week and did its worst damage in the flooding and mudslides that followed the onslaught. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they have ministry on 37 of the islands in the bay.
We have church members and missionaries working nonstop, bringing food and drinking water, blankets and cooking vessels, kerosene stove, clothes and shelter, whatever they can, and ministering to people at this time.
Meanwhile, next month, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is hosting Stoneworks Arts Leaders Training 2009, or SALT 09. The conference is to teach arts students and staff how to communicate God's love through the arts. InterVarsity hopes that students will take away a new understanding of evangelism and a new understanding of their gifts from the conference. The conference is slated from June 8th through the 12th. Registration is open now. Go to our website for details. And Mission Network News bids a fond farewell to a friend and visionary, Lee Geisbeek. Geisbeek today leaves his spot as vice president for broadcasting at Cornerstone University. Years ago, he brought MNN to Cornerstone.
We actually been praying that God would bring something our way to kind of represent or show our desire to have a mission for the world, preparing students here at Cornerstone to be missionaries in all walks of life, whether it's here in the United States or around the globe.
Geisbeek served with Cornerstone for 34 years. He's now working with Compassion International. Pray for a smooth transition for both the Geisbeeks and Cornerstone, and ask God to bring a leader with similar passion and vision. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners, people who are willing to pray over MNN news stories every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom of the page, and we'll send you five stories to pray over every single day. I'm Ruth Kramer.